Susie gave a gentle tap on the door before turning the handle and pushing it open. Taking a deep breath, she stepped over the threshold and blinked in the unexpectedly bright light. Lord Tedburn's study was massive. Tall, leaded windows flooded sunlight into the room, illuminating an array of austere, mustachioed faces in oil paintings hanging around the oak-panelled walls. The highly polished wood floors glistened in the late August sun, and his huge and doubtless antique desk was positioned directly facing the door with the sun at his back. She hesitated, turning to close the door behind her. As she did so, she heard his voice.
"Good morning, Miss Cartwright. It's good of you to come. Do come and sit down."
He sounded a bit less intimidating than she had feared, and she did as instructed, perching primly on a velvet upholstered chair in front of his desk, trying not to let the sun dazzle her. His face was in shadow, but she could see the outline of his body, his shoulders more hunched than she remembered. But, of course, the last time she had seen him had probably been close to 15 years earlier, and a lot could happen in 15 years. She had never spoken to him before, although she recognised him, as did all the residents of this part of rural Devon. She clasped her hands together on her lap and waited for him to finish whatever it was he was writing.
"So tell me, if you would, how old are you?"
He set down his fountain pen and his eyes subjected her to a searching stare. She felt the colour rushing to her cheeks as she answered, 28. I'll be 29 next February." She wondered vaguely if she should have added a sir at the end, but it was too late now. She had no previous experience of speaking to members of the aristocracy.
"Your father tells me you're an English scholar."
"I have my PhD in English, yes, sir."
"Do you have a particular field of interest?"
"My thesis was on Shakespeare. I've always been interested in his plays and poetry." To her surprise, there was an unexpected warmth in his reply.
"Well, well, a shared interest. I have a fine collection of his works in my personal library. I'll have to show you sometime."
"I would like that, sir." Somehow Susie had imagined Lord Tedburn as more of a hunting, shooting, and fishing man. Presumably there was more to him than met the eye. He returned to the matter in hand.
"I gather you're currently between jobs?"
"Yes, sir. I was working for a charity in London until last month, but the funding was withdrawn and it had to close down."
"You speak Italian, I believe?"
"Yes, reasonably well. I did A-level Italian at school and then spent my vacation looking after 10 to 14-year-olds at a holiday camp on the Tuscan coast for 3 summers while I was doing my first degree." She felt she had better explain. "It helped to pay my way through college."
"Good, good."
His chair creaked as he stood up and walked slowly round to the side of his desk. Directing his gaze not at her, but out of the windows into the deer park, he laid out his proposal.
"Miss Cartwright, it's my daughter Alexandra, you see."
Susie wasn't sure if a response was required, so she said nothing. It didn't seem to matter. A few moments later, he turned back to her.
"She wants to go to Italy for a month, and I would like somebody to accompany her."
Susie began to understand why she had been summoned here to the manor. Presumably, all her experience of dealing with children was going to be put to use. His next remark confirmed her suspicions.
"I don't like the idea of her going off on her own, so I'd be grateful if you felt like accompanying her, if you have no other commitments."
"When would this be, sir?"
"I believe she wants to set off around the middle of September. Would that suit you?"
"Yes, probably, I think so. I suppose it all depends on job interviews and that sort of thing. I've been applying for a number of positions." He nodded slowly before responding.
"I wouldn't want you to lose out, so I'm prepared to pay you well for your time. Can I ask, how much were you being paid in your last position?"
She told him and waited as he did a bit of mental arithmetic before coming back to her with a figure that almost took her breath.